Parkway, Center City High School in Philadelphia, and Parkland, Florida share more than just a syllable. Kids in both places have been hurt by gun violence. Following the massacre in Parkland, ninth graders at Parkway Center City wanted to highlight how everyday shootings impact them and other city kids. They've received some media attention so far, and as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports, they're trying to figure out how to keep the conversation going.
On Monday morning, Nyla Brooks stood in front of one of the most powerful politicians in Philadelphia and told him that she doesn't like what her city has become.
I see fear and I see damage and I see people that are hurt because they feel like guns is the way to go.
Brooks said this to City Council President Daryl Clark at a town hall her classmates hosted on gun violence and racial profiling. Brooks knows the pain violence can cause. Her father was gunned down when she was 4.
I have a little bit of PTSD, so when I hear certain things, it triggers certain emotions and it triggers a certain fear that I have.
She and many of her classmates live with this fear. Almost all of them have a personal connection to gun violence. They wanted to know why people didn't seem to care about their plight as much as that of students in suburban communities. They organized around the issue and earned coverage from a daily news columnist. That, in turn, brought them the attention of some online trolls. But Brooks isn't worried.
Because trolls don't come after people who's not doing nothing.
The Parkway Center City students are doing something. So are many students energized by the post-Parkland movement. The question is how to keep the momentum. Brooks says Monday's town hall was a start.
The event, I felt, was very powerful, but I felt like it could have been more powerful if we had more time.
Now that they've gotten their turn at the mic, Brooks and her classmates aren't ready to leave the stage yet. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.